If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This morning, we're talking about technology and teamwork with digital and social media strategy expert Scott Kleinberg. Good morning, Scott. Let's start by talking about how the simple things you do online can actually make the internet a better place for everybody. So it's hard to get people to work together, though, but there's value in it, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Bob. There's definite value because most of us don't realize just how much of a difference we can each make online by doing the things we're already doing or by just making a few adjustments.
So when we think about the internet, a lot of us worry about scams, negativity, or just feeling overwhelmed. But you're saying we can actually help shape the internet for the better, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. When you think about it, the internet is really just a giant community. And every post, every comment, or even a simple like adds up. The small positive actions can have a ripple effect and improve the experience for everyone. And that can be anything from making things safer, more helpful, or just a little bit kinder.
Well, let's start with something we all do, sharing articles, pictures, videos. How can we do that in a way that helps, not hurts?
That's a great question. The first thing is always double check before you share. There's so much misinformation and disinformation out there, and sometimes it's just a rumor or an old story that pops up again. If you take a moment to verify something before you pass it along, you can stop the spread of confusion or even panic.
And there is a difference, and remind us again about this, misinformation, disinformation. Keep in mind, those are not the same things, are they?
That is very, very true. Misinformation is false or inaccurate information shared without the intent to deceive. Disinformation is false information that is deliberately spread to mislead people. I always say misinformation is unfortunate, disinformation is evil.
And as we've said many times, the problem is if you post it's a nice sunny day, you're not going to get much traction. But if you post suddenly I see two suns in the sky, it'll go viral, won't it? The crazier yeah. the crazier it is.
Yep, people love to look out for that crazy stuff, and they just think, oh, I'll amplify this because it's funny. But what they don't realize is that fun leads to the misinformation, disinformation problem.
So when in doubt, Google it, right?
Yes, yes. For as long as Google exists, this is always going to be an important thing. A quick Google search or checking a trusted news site before you hit the share button can make a huge difference.
What about comments and reviews? Does engaging really move the needle?
It definitely moves the needle. Leaving a kind comment or a constructive review can encourage others to do the same. So here's an example. If you had a great meal at a restaurant, you leave a positive review online. That not only helps the business, but it helps your neighbors decide where they want to eat. Personally, I tend to research new places to eat by reading reviews. And I know that I've come to greatly appreciate not only the review itself, but the fact that someone actually took the time to share their thoughts.
And I imagine it works the other way, too. Like if you see someone being negative or rude online, there's a way that's helpful to address that, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you don't have to engage with negativity, but you can set a positive tone. And sometimes if you just thank someone for sharing useful information or you offer a helpful tip of your own, that can change the whole mood of a conversation.
Continuing with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg, let's talk about safety, Scott. If you see something suspicious, like someone posting about a scam or trying to lure people into a scam, what should you do?
That is a great question. Most websites and social media platforms have a button marked report, and that's exactly what it's made for. It doesn't mean your report is going to necessarily go far or result in change, but at the very least, you know that you're using the tools you're equipped with to try to do your part. Because when you try to keep the internet safe for you, you're ultimately helping to keep it safe for everyone.
So reporting things helps even if you don't see the result in a tangible way?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right. And even if you're hesitating reporting something, remember that that you aren't being a tattletale. You're being a leader because you're actually helping the whole community. Someone who doesn't realize they're being duped will never forget that little act of kindness that started with a click or two.
And what about accessibility? We hear that term a lot, and that making the internet more accessible matters. Talk a little about that.
Sure, sure. Accessibility means making sure everyone can use the internet, and that includes people with disabilities. So one simple way to do that is by adding alt text. You may have seen that label on photos on social media. And alt text is a short description of what's in the picture, so people who use screen readers can understand what you're seeing.
Hmm. Sounds easy enough. Are there other ways to help?
Yeah. I'd say using clear language, breaking up long posts into smaller paragraphs, or you can even just use larger fonts where that's allowed, because that can make your post easier for everyone to read.
Let's switch to privacy. That is a big concern for a lot of people. How can we respect others' privacy online?
Well, always think before you post photos or information about other people, especially children or friends. Always ask permission if you're sharing something that isn't just about you, and encourage your friends and family to use those privacy settings on their accounts, because that's a simple way to control who is seeing what.
Let's talk about online communities a little, Scott. How can being active in those make a difference?
Yeah. Online communities such as neighborhood Facebook groups or local forums or even hobby groups, they're built on participation. So answering questions, welcoming newcomers, or sharing local news helps everyone feel connected. And oftentimes you can do this with a commitment of maybe just a few minutes a day or even a week.
Good ideas. And to sum it up, how about a few takeaway tips here, Scott?
Yeah, absolutely. I actually have five quick ones. One, before you post, pause and ask, is it true? Is it kind? Is it helpful? Two, use that report button. If you see something suspicious, report it. Three, add descriptions to your photos and use clear language. Four, leave a positive comment or a review today, because you just don't know who it might help. And finally, remember that your actions online matter just as they do in real life.
Yep. Sounds doable. The theme here seems to be a little thoughtfulness goes a long way. And that's real life or life online, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that's really a great way to look at it. You know, whether it's sharing a helpful resource or leaving that kind comment or just helping out one person in a local group, every little bit helps.
You know, mentioning thoughtfulness reminds me, before we get to the Genius Bar, I have to tell you this and ask you for advice. I have an Instagram account, but I never post anything. I never go there, but I do have one. And my wife pointed out that she went on it and said to me, you know, you have so many messages here and you ignore them because you're never on Instagram, and that's rude. So my question is, should I just close up my Instagram account altogether?
No, in this case, Bob, I actually would do the opposite of that, because if you do that and people have heard you talk about this, they're going to be like, boy, he really doesn't want to talk to us, so he's closing his account. I might start slowly and maybe be like, I'm here after 5 years, you know, and I'd like to say a couple of things to you, but I don't know if it's necessarily rude, but I think you would make some, we're talking about kindness, right?
Yeah.
I think it would make someone's day if you went under a post where someone commented and said something. They would be like, oh my God, Bob responded to me, and they'd be so happy.
But you know what? By the time I go through X and Facebook, it's like I have no more time to be surfing. You know what I mean?
Oh, believe me, I definitely know what you mean. It takes a commitment, for sure.
All right, let's get to the Genius Bar question here. A listener texted, can Scott answer this? I just did the latest update with my iPhone, and I'm now unable to move emails from my inbox to a folder from my iPhone. The phone will not allow me to do it. I can do it on my computer and on my iPad, but not on my iPhone. What should this person do, Scott?
Strangely enough, I know about this because this actually happened to me. And what I can offer you may not necessarily work, but there is another way to move a message. Something happened with one of these iOS 18 updates where it stopped letting you move things and it crashed. And it does work on the desktop and it does work somewhere else, but it doesn't seem to work on the phone. If you are in the main menu for an email, if you hold down on that email, you're not actually in the email, you're in the list. If you hold your finger down on the email itself, you'll get a pop-up menu. And one of the items in the pop-up menu is Move Message. That seems to work. If you click Move Message there, it should let you select the folder. I'm hoping that's the case with your specific problem because that's what worked for me. Any other way, it wouldn't work. So I'm hopeful that that will work until Apple releases an update. It's hard to tell whether Apple knows that something is wrong or not because they don't really talk about this stuff. But based on all of the people who have talked about it online and the fact that average people like myself have had the problem, I think they probably know about it. It's just who knows how long it'll take to actually get it fixed.
Scott Kleinberg, by the way, we heard a lot about your bit last week, I think it was, things that you can do on your iPhone and you didn't know that you had that feature. Was that what you were talking about last week?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
And you'll like this. I just did what Scott said for my road trip in Maui. I took the road to Hana, and the feature Scott talked about gave me a great overview of all of the switchbacks and scary heights along the way. The road is nicknamed the road to divorce because of the scary heights and switchbacks. So you're talking about a feature that lets you see the road ahead, right?
Yeah. If you use Google Maps and you use Street View, you can actually take that virtual drive along the road. I've actually done that, not that particular road, but I've done that in Hawaii just because I haven't been to Hawaii and I really wanted to see what it looked like. But it sounds like you found a really good way to use that for something practical. So that's awesome.
Street View. Who knew? Scott Kleinberg. Talk to you next week. Thank you, Scott.
Take care, Bob.